This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can dial and join us here. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, we've got Ian and Chris.
And TJ the Spy coming back from Colorado, passing through New Hampshire to talk to all of you.
Special guest host TJ is back. Thank you for coming back to join us.
My pleasure, brother. Always glad to be back in the Shire.
Well, it was a pleasant surprise to discover that you were here. You didn't bother to tell me you were here until last night.
As you know, I was coming through hoping to speak at the Chris Cantwell sentencing hearing, but unfortunately they've continued that, so I came up here.
You didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the memo in time, but that being said, I'm glad that I'm here, and I love sharing the ideas of liberty with everyone here, because I discovered living in Denver, there aren't a lot of libertarians there. Like, there's Democrats and Republicans.
Wait a minute. You had to live there to find that out? Wait a minute. Isn't Denver one of the places that are supposed to be, like libertarian utopia, kind of, like, that's what it gets sold
as?
No,
it's very much a taxi, highly regulated. The city of Denver has a lot of homeless people around the Capitol building. You go downtown. That's why I quit doing Uber and Lyft. I was afraid, like when the COVID started, and especially with the riots, I was afraid as I was driving people around town that I could get caught in a riot in Denver. Because remember, the Elijah McClain happened in Aurora, where we were living.
Who's that?
He was a black gentleman that got, applied a chokehold to him, he passed away. And it looked like, I won't go into it because it's a long story, but they had a bunch of riots. They burned down the police station, and they attacked the courthouse out in Aurora. So, I said it was kind of scary, because I was scared driving around Denver. Like, I could be downtown, and if there's a riot or one of those, like you saw those riots over the summer, I was getting scared to do my job. So I quit and said, I'm not going to work if there's a chance I could get caught in a riot or have to defend myself. And you saw what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse. So you move to defend yourself and
you go to prison.
Mm.
Now, he did get bailed out, I think, finally, but wasn't it like $1 million bail?
$2 million bond, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All for self-defense in that case. So, okay, so Denver, not exactly a freedom-friendly place.
No, in fact, we just passed a bunch of unfriendly tax increases. They have a 30% tax on e-juice for the e-cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
They called it the nicotine tax loophole, so they amended that.
Wow.
It used to be San Francisco and L.A. were the pits. You'd go and there was just homeless people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But Denver is going that way, too. You'll go downtown and there are just tents on the sidewalk everywhere.
Mm.
And you go to the Capitol building and there are just, it's like, I refuse to go into the Capitol building because you have to walk through a homeless encampment to get there. So, do you really want to, walk? I mean, I don't mean to talk badly about the homeless, but the people that are homeless tend to be severely mentally ill and need a lot of help.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're not getting it.
And, I'm willing to help some people, but I cannot solve the homeless problem on my own.
No.
So
it's a big problem.
It's a big problem, yeah.
So you're back here in New Hampshire. You came up to testify, you say, at Chris Cantwell's
hearing. One of the reasons, yes. I was hoping on the 22nd, tomorrow.
Which was already delayed. It was going to be the 6th, and then they moved it to the 22nd, and then they moved it to next month at the 24th, I think. February 24th is when it's expected next month.
Yeah. So I'll probably end up just writing a letter. I'm hoping he gets time served. For those who don't know, Christopher Cantwell used to be a host here on the show.
Right. Yeah, I was going to do a recap, but please, I would love for you to explain who Christopher Cantwell was.
And Christopher Cantwell, and he had to be let go for being an overt racist on the radio. And he started.
He wasn't originally a racist. I would like to point out.
He changed somehow, and it was just like, I don't know.
Well, now, that's a good question as to why he became the racist Chris Cantwell.
Because some people say it's like, it's his attempt to attract the feds, like he's an informant, and so his job, he was an all-in-act you know, like his persona, his comedy persona was an act to try and attract FBI people the FBI might be interested in.
That's there has what, long been a theory that Christopher Cantwell is a federal informant.
Yeah.
However, I don't personally buy it. I don't think that he was. I think that he was an angry libertarian comedian who, when he moved here, I think it was in 2012, back when he first made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He moved here to Keene, and I believe the FBI was investigating him at the time. Because of his very angry anti-police, pro-violence towards police rhetoric, that he would, you know, he was attracting the attention of the FBI, but I don't think he was actually working for them at that time. Now, later on, when he became racist, Chris Cantwell, he did later speak to the FBI on his own volition, and he was rightfully, you know, upsetting people as a result of that. Like, he should not have spoken to the FBI.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
And ultimately, it was what sent him up the river and got him convicted of this most recent two total BS charges that were brought against him for essentially having a conversation with another horrific
having a nasty
racist.
Conversation that wasn't even that nasty. And, you know, what basically the story goes, there was a guy named Benjamin Lampert in St. Louis, where I'm from, and he was a Confederate flag-waving, gun-toting kind of guy. And
A.K.A. Cheddar Maine.
Cheddar Maine, yeah, that was his
handle.
That was his handle. Actually, no, Cheddar Maine was Cesar Alvarez. And
oh, really?
This was...
Who was the Ben guy?
Benjamin Lampert. I forget his online name.
I thought that was Cheddar Maine.
But he was threatening Benjamin Lampert to get Cheddar Maine's info.
Oh, that's right. He was like the Ben guy was an intermediary.
Yeah,
the
Ben guy was the intermediary. But Ben, the victim in this case, the guy that...
Chris, the quote-unquote victim.
The quote-unquote victim that allegedly...
Who, by the way, never reported this happening to him.
He never went to the victim never went to the FBI. The victim never said, Chris Cantwell threatened me and I demand justice. It was the FBI. They sent four agents to St. Louis to interview this guy and said, did Chris Cantwell threaten you? And by the way, we have you making equally
nasty
statements. So, you know, if you don't play ball with us, you might be going to prison too. So I totally think the FBI coerced the victim into making a cooperating
to testify
against Chris.
So, yeah. I mean, just to rewind a little bit more here, what was happening was Chris Cantwell had become this racist guy, which was sad, and that's why we had to get rid of him off as a co-host of Free Talk Live. But he wasn't originally. But when he'd become that, he went into this racist world, which is just full of these nasty, ugly characters.
Yes.
Many of whom are actually worse than Chris Cantwell, because Chris Cantwell was known for being an a-hole. He used to actually have that on his business card.
Honestly, I mean, I interviewed him on the show, and he certainly
on your show, Freedom Decrypted.
Yeah, Freedom Decrypted, and he certainly, and I knew him before this, you know, a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, he's definitely, like, racist, but he's not, he's kind of, like, I don't want to say boring, but he's kind of, like, mundane in terms of, you know, what I think of as, like, he's certainly not this dangerous individual that the government's
making. No, he talks a big game, but when he actually push come to shove, he's quite gentle.
And, you know, the whole thing is, like, I don't know a single, you know, gay guy or black person that is, like, afraid of this guy. I mean, he's how would you describe him, TJ? Because I certainly am not running for my life.
You know, the thing that I like about Chris, James and I, my husband, we both watch or listen to Chris Cantwell before he got thrown in prison because it's kind of like watching Jackass, you know, when a guy does something to himself and you're like, I could totally see this coming, and you just watch him kick himself in the
shit. It's sad. It's more sad. Like, I pity him more than anything else, I think.
Well, that being said, I don't think he deserves 20 years in prison for being nasty to somebody.
No, he doesn't deserve a year, and he's actually been sitting there a year just waiting to get through this whole trial situation. So he was in this world. He's racist and was amongst these people who are just as bad, if not worse, than he is as far as being, you know, just nasty humans. And he got into a fight with a group of them that called themselves the Bull Patrol. And the Bull Patrol was so named after a murderer named Dylan Roof, who went in, you may recall, years ago, a young person went in and shot up a church. I believe it was in South Carolina. And this person had a bull haircut, as they call a bull cut. Mm-hmm. And so this Bull Patrol group was a group of racists who had named themselves sort of in honor of this sick murderer, Dylan Roof. And they targeted Chris Cantwell. First, they were friendly with Chris, and then they turned against him because there was all this infighting in the racist movement, which, you know, turns out all kinds of movements have infighting. But and so they were targeting Chris, and Chris was like kind of coming back at them, and now Chris was trying to figure out who this Cheddar Main, one of their leaders, was, and that's where the conversation happened on Telegram between Chris and this other guy, and that's what led to Chris being charged and now convicted and awaiting sentencing. We'll tell you more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live, you may dial in here at 603-283-6160 and join us. You can bring up anything you want, although we're just kind of doing a catch-up here with TJ the Spy, who is indeed back with us. It's been a couple of years now since you've been on the show. I think you dropped in when you came to visit last time,
I think I was at Porkfest 2018, yeah. I think I did the show then. I called in a few times, but...
So. Well, we miss you, man.
I miss you guys, too, because it's fun hanging out here. Like, if you're a libertarian and you're tired of the government BS and having to deal with it and all the forms that go along with it, coming out to New Hampshire and experiencing the freedom that we have going on here in Keene and on around the state, people actually fighting the government in their own special way and fighting back. And just it's wonderful and refreshing to see, like, a breath of fresh air to see people, you know, at least trying to resist the government.
You can't do it alone, right? So, you can resist to a certain point, but eventually you're gonna end up like Christopher Campbell, not that he was fighting the government, but
he was fighting other Nazis.
You're gonna end up in a cage, and so you gotta have new blood coming in, but if you have enough new blood coming in, enough people supporting you, you actually have an effect. And that's what's so awesome about him.
Yeah, we actually had a new guy tonight that was visiting. He had actually come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, but now he had come back and he's starting to look at properties to purchase. He's going to sell his property in West Virginia and make the move up here. He said he was targeting the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year as his move date. So he wants to sell his old house and then buy a new place up here. And, man, I was telling you, TJ, we've been having visitors here. I think it's almost every week. At least every two weeks, there's somebody fresh, somebody new here.
Definitely. We've even had some large groups come up.
Which has never happened.
People don't even know each other.
Yeah.
You know, getting together to come and visit just to check out the area and see, you know, what it's like here.
Yep. So if you want to learn more about the sort of the migration, you can go to move.shiresociety.com. There's a little bit of information there. But more importantly, you know, just come on up to New Hampshire and check things out. Let's get back into this Chris Cantwell story, though, since you've been following it pretty closely, TJ, maybe even closer than I have. I've been pretty closely following the situation as well. I attempted to actually attend his trial, but they wouldn't let me.
Yeah, without the mask.
Without wearing
I actually saw you in Pacer on the Pacer docket. So Ian Freeman, interested party.
Yeah. I tried to go in, but they wouldn't let me. Even though I have a medical exemption, they said that, well, we'll let you in without a mask, but you have to wear a mask in order to get to the special room that we'll set aside for you. They were going to give me my own little viewing room away from everybody else, but they said you still have to wear a mask while you're walking through the corridors of the building. I'm like, well, I can't wear a mask. I'm exempt from wearing a mask, so... The whole point of me telling you I can't wear a mask is that I'm not going to wear a mask, so you telling me to wear a mask through the hallways is not going to work, and then it was just like, that's the end of that. You can't come in, and the only thing I could do at that point would be to sue them, you know, based on that decision, which, you know, I'm not going to do. Suing them.
And then you're going to be in front of a judge who just ordered you to wear a mask, told you you have to wear a mask.
Or a different judge, probably not the same judge.
Maybe not, but the other judge is going to do the same thing, probably. So it's, you know.
But the thing is, I already have a case that's opening.
I know.
Courthouse. So, anyway, Chris Cantwell, the formerly libertarian, no longer is he a libertarian. He has completely embraced statism, became a Nazi, and sadly, now he's facing 25 years in prison on so-called interstate extortion and interstate threatening felony charges. That he got because he was having a fight with some other Nazis.
Yes.
And the federal government, you mentioned this, TJ, that the guy who he was fighting with, who is just as despicable, if not more so, than Cantwell, the guy he was having a spat with online, that guy didn't actually report what Chris had done.
Correct.
It was a federal agent who was monitoring this Bull Patrol group, this group of Nazis, this nasty group of people. This federal agent was monitoring their communications. He was in some sort of Bull Patrol chat room, and he saw this guy, what was his name, Ben Lambert?
Benjamin Lambert is his name.
Lambert posted messages in this chat room of his conversation with Cantwell.
Yes.
And so the agent who is in that room rang up whoever it was that he called within the FBI and said, look, check this out, Chris Cantwell, blah, blah, blah. And then that's when they came down on him with these criminal charges.
Yeah. So, my take on the Chris Cantwell case, you know, because everybody's probably going, why did they go after Cantwell? I think it's a red flag law. Since we don't have a red flag law here in New Hampshire, I think the FBI wanted to get his guns out of his possession.
Really?
That's my theory.
But why?
because...
I mean, there's a ton of people out there that,
are crazy and have guns.
Yeah.
But I think Chris, after he did that Vice piece with L. Reed, mm-hmm. where he went on national TV and said, brr, 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 you know, I
started throwing out guns from his, like...
Guns from his, yeah.
With, like, 5 or 10 guns on him.
He's got the... He's not afraid, and that's...
That's how he got
probably
the moniker, the crying Nazi, because uh-huh. he's out there all tough, and then the next day he's like,
he got pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
Yeah, he was not afraid, and that's the thing. When you're not afraid, that's when they target you.
I don't know. It's just so weird because, you know, look, it seems like the FBI doesn't want the Nazis to fight with each other. You know, because otherwise, like, why wouldn't you want, like, if you were against the Nazis,
yeah,
why wouldn't you want them fighting each other?
And
now you're going to take one of the Nazis away who was one of the most divisive
because
of them.
They're doing it for the dollar. I mean, they're paid to, they have to make it look like they're doing something. The feds, the government, everybody who works for government, basically, especially as some sort of law enforcement officer, has to make it look like they're doing something. They don't care whether or not anything actually results. It's they just have to make it look like they're doing something, whether it's the prosecutor or the judge or the lawyer or the, you have to make it look like you're doing something.
So do you think then, TJ, that he may only get time served if you believe that their goal was to just simply
de-arm him? Because, like, once you're a convicted felon under...
he is now.
Yeah, he's a convicted felon under 18 U.S.C. section...
He had to sell all his guns, by the way. But before the trial, he had to sell them to settle up with his landlord.
But once you're a convicted felon, you can't purchase or have in your possession a firearm or a round
or
of ammunition.
Any other weapon, for that matter. I think most, a lot of...
Well, the federal statute says gun. A specific means a gun or a rifle ammunition... Pistol ammunition. So a car, you can't have like...
Now, could he still have like a black powder rifle from the 1700s or something like that?
Yes, he could. There's an exemption for a C&R, curios and relics.
Gotcha.
So, my view on it is, why did the FBI go after Chris in the first place? When why didn't they go after Benjamin Lambert? Why didn't they go after Cesar Alvarez? Why didn't they go after all these other people who said equally nasty things? And I think the answer was, they were like, oh, well, this guy is a little unhinged, Christopher Cantwell. We'll take away his guns. How can we do that? They sent out 4 agents from the Boston field office to St. Louis to interview the victim, the alleged victim.
4 agents.
That's very unusual to send somebody from a Boston field office to another, because normally you would just have...
You have the local boys.
The St. Louis field office would go to interview the guy and... But, you know, this was something that's just, the whole case was weird. I've seen a lot of cases on Pacer, a lot of federal investigations and how they play out. This was, they wanted to get him for something, and this was that something they got him on.
Well, his sentencing was supposed to happen. It's been delayed, and your intention was to go testify. What would you have said about Chris?
You know, I had something that I was going to say, and then you and I talked about it, and he said, I don't think that would be the best way to put it. So I came up with something a little bit different, and I was going to say, Chris is a comedian, first and foremost. And most importantly, he makes me laugh. And
I think he's got a great sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. He makes my husband laugh. And so I would ask that he be sentenced to time served because he just used words. He didn't actually... Well,
he's been... Hold that thought. We'll continue. Yeah, he's basically been convicted of saying a mean thing,
definitely,
on Telegram.
It's just
on
a nasty thing.
Yeah, on an internet chat room.
Thing that happens every day on the internet.
Countless times on the internet. I mean, go on, like, any video game online and listen to what these, you know, teenagers are shouting at one another. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and I started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit Friday to block President Biden's new order halting almost all deportations for the next 100 days, accusing the new administration of overstepping executive powers. Paxton's lawsuit is one of what's likely to be a stream of litigation against Mr. Biden's early moves. Former President Trump faced a similar swarm of lawsuits from Democrat-led states during his term, particularly on immigration matters. The economy, the focus of the Biden administration on the second full day of his presidency, Biden talking about his Build Back Better economic recovery plan.
Our national strategy puts on us on a war footing to aggressively speed up our COVID-19 response, especially on vaccines and testing and reopening our schools.
USA Radio News. Some of the executive orders President Biden is signing is sending workers to the unemployment line.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
American trust in the media has hit another record low. According to the political website Axios, 56% of Americans agree that journalists and reporters are trying to purposely mislead people by saying things that they know are false or gross exaggerations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, you can. Bring up anything you want. We are commenting, though, right now on the Christopher Cantwell case, which is a tragic situation of a man who, well, he did self-describe as an a-hole. He used to have a business card that said,
oh, yeah,
anarchist, atheist, a-hole on it. So, I mean, you know, that sort of was his persona, and he just took it too far. He ended up becoming a Nazi. He really wanted to just be hated by people. He believed that that was the key to financial success. In life, that was what he linked in his time. You know, in his life, he'd linked the times when he said the most offensive things were the times when he got the most money. So he became the most offensive persona that he could, and now sadly is facing 25 years in prison for having an online fight with another nasty Nazi online. But before we get back into that story, I do want to say thank you to Bitcoin.com, and it is a great website with lots of good information about how to get started in the world of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, which there was a big fall in the price of Bitcoin over the last few days. In fact, we can talk about what's going on with the federal government coming up here in a little bit. I know, Chris, you had a story in relation to the federal potential crackdown on Bitcoin. We'll get into that coming up here. Whether that was a factor in the price drop, I don't know, but Bitcoin.com does have a lot of good information. information on how to get started. So go to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and that is where you will learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You know, it's definitely not too late to get involved in this technology. It's only a dozen years old at this point, and you know, in the scheme of things, in the scheme of money, a dozen years is a drop in the bucket. You know, compare that to gold or silver and you know, paper currencies. So you got to go and learn about this stuff. Go to Bitcoin.com to get started there. If you're not new to Bitcoin, you can get the latest news headlines over on their news website at news.bitcoin.com. So, TJ, you were saying you were prepared to testify at Chris Cantwell. Presuming you would be allowed to.
Yes. I'm assuming Chris would allow, you know, because, you know, generally the
court...
You
had a good relationship with Chris.
Well, I don't have a hateful relationship, right. But, you know, he's always been very nice to me and my husband. I mean, actually, he entered... So, this is the story. James, my husband, Robin Hood Cleveland, mm-hmm. was living with Christopher Cantwell. And I went on to Grindr, which is like a gay hookup app, and I was...
He was in the same apartment, by the way, that got raided.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
he just wasn't living there
at the time. I joked with him, and I said, James, honey, I think we were going to get raided by the FBI no matter where we moved. So, you know, it was just better to get it out of the way.
Was Chris the racist Chris when James was living with him, or was he sort of transitioning?
He was transitioning
racist
at that point because, mm-hmm. you know, what happened was I show up, and I knew about Chris Cantwell. I had seen, like, a podcast of his or two. And I really liked him because he was this angry guy who would just say, like, stuff that you could tell he was, rrr, and then that was the whole mm-hmm. funny thing. I was just watching this angry guy spout off about what he didn't like. I was going to testify that, you know, Your Honor, this is a shtick. This isn't, he doesn't deserve prison. Prison is, I think the point has been made to yeah. Chris that he shouldn't go around on the internet saying nasty things to people.
Right. Yeah, I think he spent way too much time doing, sitting in jail already.
A year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's
a year in pretrial confinement.
Yeah. I think actually coming up in 4 days it'll be, I think he like got raided on the 26th or something like that last year.
So, you know, that's a really harsh sentence, a year of pretrial confinement for some words that you right. said on the internet. But anyway.
And I think he's in, I don't know if he's in solitary. He might be in population, I'm not sure. I think he's in solitary because.
Yeah, well, he's a risk. People might, you know, the inmates might attack him.
Well, yeah, and also he's pretrial confinement, so I don't know if that's a factor either. But federal prisoner, he's a federal prisoner in a like a local jail awaiting trial. Well, I'm not sure. I could be wrong about that.
I usually joke with James. I say, yeah, we're the reason Chris went off the rails because I showed up to Chris's house and I'm like, oh, hi, Chris. You know, I'm TJ the spy, and mm-hmm. and it's nice to meet you. Well, James and I go into the bathroom together, close the door, and turn on the shower. And Chris watched this and is like, okay, strange dude I just don't know just showed up, and he's in the bathroom with my roommate, and the shower's going.
And he didn't know that James was gay.
And he did not know that James was
and
gay.
I don't think any of us knew that James was gay.
Yes, and that's how James came out as gay to Chris Cantwell. Was
he brought you over
brought
and
me
you
over,
the shower.
Took me into the shower.
That's great. Now that's a story.
It is.
That's a coming out story for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I knew James was the one for me, because most guys, they want to have canoodling relations, and then they leave once they're done. And James said, you know, do you want to come over and have dinner and maybe shower together? And I said, why, yes, I would.
Sounds
and
nice.
That was like five years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
We've been together 5 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you would have testified at his hearing, but it didn't happen. It's been postponed. So another month, Chris is going to be waiting.
Now that's a second postponement, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was after the trial was postponed. And
right.
So, you know, due to COVID, we can't have anything happen on time, as though the courts were ever timely with anything before this. Now it's even worse than it's ever been.
You know, the crazy thing is that Chris was released from jail, I guess, in Charlottesville.
Yes.
And
after
then he
pleading
spent
guilty
a
to a
year and a half, I think, before he got arrested. And then they decide, oh, he's too dangerous to be on the street, even though he had committed no violent acts.
He allegedly defended himself in this Charlottesville
situation.
No,
I'm talking about from the time that he was released from
correct,
jail.
Yeah, he just
to the time that he was arrested by
correct.
The FBI,
yeah.
he did not
he
commit
did
any
nothing.
Violent acts, and yet right. he's too dangerous to be released.
That's what they argued, and
that's
they
why
denied
they
denied
held
bail.
Him. Right,
they denied
him
bail. Twice.
Right. It's absolutely insane. Yeah. This guy wasn't a danger to anybody,
nope.
and yet
he said some mean things online, and he looked tough.
Right, right.
You know?
This was not a Yeah,
I mean, this is an attack on freedom of speech.
Yeah, this is absolutely an attack on freedom of speech.
First they came for the Nazis, okay?
Are you going to quote reference yes. Niemeyer?
I yeah, am.
Definitely.
I am, because it applies. You know, first they came for the Nazis, and
we didn't speak
no
up because well, we were not Nazi. But we did, because we're free speech people.
Well, yeah. We're unusual.
but almost no one will stand up for the Nazis, because, well, they are awful, right? They're just terrible.
And when you do, you get beaten down, and you don't do it again.
Well, I'll do it. I mean, I'll keep doing it. But,
I know. But, like, most people will be beaten down, and they won't do it again.
Right, because I can stand up for freedom of speech while also disagreeing with what the person is saying, which is why...
That's not how other people look at it, though.
Right. Well, I was saying the other night, I was actually telling my girlfriend the story about what happened with Daryl's wife, Jackie, who lost her mind.
Oh, I remember
when
this.
We were going to interview Chris. This was before he was arrested. This was back in the early 2019.
That was crazy.
I just wanted to have him here on the after show we were doing. We were doing after shows at the time called Freer Talk Live, because it was internet only, so you could say words that you couldn't say elsewhere. And so I wanted to have Chris on the show, and people started to make a big ruckus about it. Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts, threatened to leave the show, threatened to quit over me wanting to interview Chris on this after. He wasn't even on the radio show. It was on the after show. And so I called his bluff. I'm like, well, if you're going to quit the show, then nice knowing you. You know, you can keep being the salesperson if you want or not. You know, it's up to you. And, of course, Mark didn't quit the show, thank goodness. But that's what he threatened to do. That's how serious it was getting before I had him on. I'm like, well, look, this is my belief is if you say something that is ugly, if you say things that are despicable, that bad speech should be responded to with more speech, that we should have the conversation rather than try to shut it down, rather than try to stop a person from speaking.
The problem is that you're living based on principle, and you don't care about the consequences. Mark cares about the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of see it from his perspective a little bit, but...
What's the consequence? To be known for freedom of speech?
I mean, the consequences are you lose potential radio stations, you lose potential advertisers.
I've lost radio stations before.
I know. I agree, and I'm on your side. I think, you know, the reality is people take this stuff way too seriously.
They do.
You know, the consequences are not usually, you know, losing everything, unless, of course, you're working for, like, an employer or somebody else. Like,
right.
If you're working for somebody else, I understand a little bit more, you know.
You've got to appease the employer.
When you're working for yourself, most of the time, the consequences are probably going to be nothing at all. Because the people, you know, to the extent that you're talking about on the radio, maybe there'll be some, you know, stations that you lose, but it's still worth it when it comes to preserving freedom of speech.
We're going to continue here. If you want to weigh in, whether it's on Nazis versus Nazis or freedom of speech or whatever you want to discuss. Plus, coming up, this Janet Yellen character at the Federal Reserve or Treasury?
Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. And she's threatening Bitcoin. It's all on the way. I'm free to...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too.
If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Yeah. We talk live. Open phones, as always. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. Coming up, this Janet Yellen character has returned, and she is bad news if you like the idea of cryptocurrency. She's on the attack, and she may be appointed to the Treasury Secretary.
Yes, she is up for Treasury Secretary. She used to be the head of the Federal Reserve.
That's where I knew her name from. She was under Obama, right?
Yes. Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen and Alan Greenspan. The new guy, I forget who the new guy is, but anyway.
Some scumbag. I don't know. They're all awful.
They're all going to print the money to destroy our economy. And by
sure.
the way.
And by the way?
I said, by the way, if you don't have gold and silver and crypto, you should totally be buying those things because our dollar is going to go through the floor.
It already is. I mean, look at what happened to the price of Bitcoin just in the last 4 months.
How is it going to be noticed? Because, you know, didn't all these other governments, like, also do basically the same thing?
Sure.
So isn't everybody's, you know, fiat currency going to, like, basically collapse?
Yeah.
So, like, comparison-wise... they're going to be like, oh, nothing happened, right?
Well, no, you'll see the price of Bitcoin likely continue to go up over time.
Prices of all the commodities,
okay. But comparing it to other currencies, it's not going to look like it's changed, right?
The Bitcoin price will be going up compared to other currencies as well. Well, you're talking about comparing currency to currency.
I'm talking about, like, comparing U.S. dollars to euros, right? Like, they're both going to go down relative to, Bitcoin and crypto and gold and
likely.
Things like that.
Yeah, likely. Yeah. I mean, the gold market is more controlled. The government and the banks can't control the Bitcoin or the crypto market like they can gold and silver. And I think that's why I think, you know, and again, I'm not an expert on these. I'm not a, you know, investment advisor or anything like that. But I believe that the gold and silver prices are undervalued. I think they should be worth more.
And Peter Schiff would agree with you. Yeah. He's one of the Austrian economists who saw the 2008 housing bubble crossing, but he's been yakking.
He also hates Bitcoin, though.
Well, he hates Bitcoin, and I'd say it's because he's an old fuddy-duddy, but his son... definitely loves Bitcoin.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yes.
So that's interesting.
Peter Schiff's son, Skyler or whatever, I forget his name off the top of my head. Anyway, his son is definitely a big Bitcoin advocate.
Okay, good.
So I think it's a generational gap.
Yep.
Spencer. So his son Spencer, for his birthday, he asked for some cryptocurrency for his birthday present.
Did he get it?
He did, but not from his dad. His dad believes that Bitcoin is fool's gold. And
yep, I've got an article about that.
Yeah, you want to go with it?
No, I want to talk about Yellen first. And I know that's what you brought in here tonight, Chris, to discuss. So let's jump into that story.
All right. So Treasury nominee. So I guess she hasn't been elected.
I mean, it's almost a guarantee that she's going to get in, right? Because the Democrats are in charge now in D.C., isn't that right? So,
yeah.
I mean,
Yellen.
She's a shoo-in.
Yeah, I believe, you know, she might have actually, she might already have been nominated at this point, I think.
Well, she's been nominated, but whether she's been approved, that's
I'm not even sure. But I might be mistaken. I don't follow any of the politics.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I mean, she's just the next thug.
It's like, I have no control over it whatsoever, and, you know, I can maybe affect the politics a little bit in New Hampshire, but at the national level, zero chance.
She looks like she should be a Nazi.
Yeah.
I think it's a fair description of the picture that I'm looking at right here, but I don't necessarily,
Well, she can't be a Nazi because she's Jewish, and so that's kind of a flying
She could be a self-hating Jew.
A self-hating?
Yes.
Oh, so kind of, what was the Believer with Ryan Gosling, you know, the...
Or the black KKK guy.
Yeah, the black KKK guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was. Yeah, I remember that one.
All I'm thinking of is like a couple of teachers I had in school that were like, "You better not smile in their class."
All right. So what's the lady? What's this
Treasury nominee Yellen is looking to curtail use of cryptocurrency. So this is a story from Ars Technica, and she's got some. And this is actually interesting because there's a New Hampshire component in here.
Really?
Yeah. Cryptocurrency, I mean, it's just a minor one maybe, but cryptocurrencies could come under renewed regulatory scrutiny over the next 4 years if Janet Yellen, Joe Biden's pick to lead the Treasury Department, gets her way. During Yellen's Tuesday confirmation hearing before the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Maggie Hassan, I believe?
Maggie Hassan, yeah.
Hassan?
I believe it's pronounced Hassan. It looks like Hassan, but it's pronounced Hassan.
Oh, it's Hassan, okay. So Maggie Hassan, so she's a New Hampshire rep, asked Yellen about the use of cryptocurrency by terrorists and other criminals. Now, I have to wonder, is she talking about us?
No, we're not terrorists.
We're not terrorists, but we're definitely criminals.
Well, again, looking at it from her perspective, is she considering us terrorists?
I don't know. She certainly knows who, you know, I suspect she knows who we are.
I mean, she's a New Hampshire rep,
she
right?
She used to be the governor.
Yeah.
She was the governor before Chris Sununu, the current governor. And,
right.
And nobody and I targeted her it was back in, like, I don't know if it was 2014 or which year it was, but she went to the Keene State College. She was going to be their commencement speaker at their graduation. And so
what did you guys do? did you do to her that she's got such a hatred towards us now?
We read her the Riot Act, and we called her out over being an absolute bitch when it comes to locking people up for peaceful things like possession of drugs. And we cornered her in a way that she couldn't get away because she had to speak at this event. So she was waiting in line to get to the park. So it's like in a field on the college campus. And so there's this long line of this procession of people that are going into this field. She couldn't just like run away. She had to wait to get into the... So we just hammered her and hammered her and hammered her for like 5 minutes straight. It was pretty fun. You can find that video on the Free Keene YouTube channel. Just search for Maggie Hassan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen it. There are so many great videos on the Free Keene YouTube channel.
It's true.
And they're on library now, too, I believe.
Right? Yes, they are. Yes. LBRY.
Yes. Get those library credits.
Go ahead. Cryptocurrencies are a particular concern, Yellen responded. I think many are used, at least in a transactions sense, mainly for illicit financing.
Not as many as the cash that's used for illegal purposes out there. The government's own currency is far more popular for illicit financing than cryptocurrency.
You know, you kind of have to wonder, like, why didn't she attempt to crack down when she was governor?
Who, Hassan?
Yeah, I mean, if she was so anti...
it probably wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
Well, it wasn't a threat back then. It's only become, you know, like this is the thing. Bitcoin wasn't seen as a threat by the government until it started becoming adopted by a lot of the people. And they're
But wasn't the original use, like that people found out or knew about, like Silk Road? I mean,
yeah. That was its killer app.
You think that would have... You know, I don't know. It just seems so bizarre to me.
I don't think she would have gone anywhere with it in New Hampshire because...
But she didn't come out then against it, right?
Yeah, but it was still pretty early on in the whole, you know, situation. It was probably not really well known amongst law enforcement or, you know, the executive branch. But also she would have been up against a Republican legislature which had likely had cryptocurrency advocates in it.
So she resisted, you know, speaking out against it at the time, I guess, maybe.
I don't think she even knew what it was, would be my guess.
Maybe.
That's my guess.
Yeah. She said she wanted to examine ways in which we can curtail their use and make sure that money laundering doesn't occur through those channels. Blockchain-based financial networks are attractive to criminals because they do not require users to identify themselves, as the law requires most conventional financial networks to do. Because no individual organization controls these networks, there's no easy way for governments to force them to comply with money laundering laws. Well, you know, that's true, but it's no different than, you know, hard currency, you know, fiat currencies, right? So what you can do with fiat... with government money, right? The only difference is one is electronic, okay, and the other is not, basically. You know, well... It can be, but, and they do, banks, you know, the cartels do use the banks to transfer money anyway, and you're going to launder money, so it's really kind of like, it's kind of like really weird to be, you know, even making that
argument. They obviously want their own currency to be the only one used by criminals.
Right, right. There's an ulterior motive here that is, you know, kind of,
the motive is to paint Bitcoin. The motive is to paint Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as though it is the exclusive tool for criminals, and it's just it's not true.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's only a very small portion of all Bitcoin transactions that are used for
legal purposes.
Yeah,
and most of the crypto transactions that I have seen anyway have. I don't even know if I've seen any. I mean, I probably have seen an illegal transaction somewhere, but it's like. Almost 95% of them are probably legit.
The good news is, you know, they're not going to be able to stop cryptocurrency.
No, they can't.
And we'll talk a little bit more about why that is, why they can't stop it. But what they can do is they can make life difficult for those who do want to use it for legal purposes. Yes. And that is, it could have an effect.
It certainly can have an effect, but it's going to be limited in scope because once you get past a certain point, you don't need the banks.
We're going to continue here and the exchanges. As well, crack down is these sort of central points where they can put pressure on somebody. We'll get into it further coming up here in hour number two. Your calls and thoughts are welcome at 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.